I know the last seems like all through the revival and this past Sunday, and you hear me say this a lot, everybody's facing something. Everybody. I mean, we're all going through some hard times. We're all going through some things. And everybody in this building's got a need. Every one of us. Think about that as we go through this message. And really going to preach on faith tonight. Faith. Me and Brother Dallas was kind of talking about this a little bit before church. You know, the devil jumps at you sometimes and says, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And I think my mind always goes to Mark 5:36, where they come to old Jerry, said, just leave Jesus alone, your daughter's dead. And Jesus looked at Jerry and said, be not afraid, only believe. Amen. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21, if you're there, say amen. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. God, we love you. And Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for the reading of your word, God. Lord, and help us right now, Lord, as we try to expound on this just a little while, God. I pray, God, you'd speak to each and every one of us, God. Speak to hearts. God, you just take care of every need that's in this building. God, we've all, like I said, we're all facing something. Lord, we've all going through something. We all got a need. Have your hand on us right now, Lord, and we'll make sure you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Some folks have got major needs tonight in this building. Some folks have minor needs tonight. Some folks are facing devastating family problems, devastating health issues. Some folks, I've talked to some before church that got family in intensive care. Talked to some before church that's got family just homesick. We're all facing some things, amen? That's life. The Bible talks about in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Luke chapter 17, verse 6 says this, and the Lord said, if ye had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Mustard seeds are very small. We've all got needs. We all got things we're facing. Faith, and do we have enough faith? The Bible talks about that mustard seed and all our problems and all that one little mustard seed. And I thought about bringing out that little bowl of mustard seed I got in my office. One little mustard seed is all it takes. Yeah, come on, preacher, what in the world are you doing on mustard seed? You preaching about the woman with the eating the crumbs, because a crumb might be all you need. Kevin, you might not need the whole loaf tonight. I'll never forget, I was thinking about this, and you ever notice, how many of y'all like cake? Go on, raise y'all's hand. Y'all know y'all lying if you don't raise your hand. Everybody likes cake. My mama fixes carrot cake. That's my favorite cake. I love it. I'm telling you right now, I love it. And when Mama fixes a carrot cake, you know, she takes all those ingredients. I mean, she grinds up the carrot. She's got the raisins, and she got some pineapple, and she's got all this stuff. She makes the layers, and she spreads it out, and everything just looks real good. And you know, when you first get there and you get that first piece, man, that thing just looks so good. You cut it, Brother Robert, you put it on your plate. Oh, my goodness, it looks good. Have you ever waited around until everybody else got there? And you come in there and there ain't hardly nothing left. I know Brother Ralph's done this at their house. Go in there and there ain't no cake left, Mike. And you take the fork and you run it around that plate. Yep. Amen. Don't act like y'all ain't never done it. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I can. Sarge probably like me. He picked the plate up and licked it. But you take that, and Jackie, you might not get but one little half a spoonful. You know why you do that? Because the crumbs taste as good as the cake. The crumbs are as good as the cake. Now listen, I want you to notice just some things about this passage of Scripture. Let's look at this woman's petition. The reason she came, this woman came to Jesus because she was concerned about her daughter. Let me go ahead and tell you something. If your daughter ever gets possessed with a demon, guess what? You go into Jesus. She came to Jesus. Her child was possessed. She was in a desperate need. And understand something. When we get desperate, that's the time we go to Jesus. Amen. The reason she cried, the word cried there speaks of crying out or shouting after someone. She was heartbroken over the condition of her child, and she was determined to get her child help. It's always different when it's your child. Amen. Sharon was mentioning Sunday night about her little girl being sick. And you pray different when it's your child. You act different when it's your child. When you worship different when you come to God's house and it's your child. I'm just telling you, I can pray for Brother Robert's child and I can pray for Jackie's child, but it's different when I'm praying for my child. This woman was desperate. That desperate. That's the reason she cried out. She came to Jesus. The reason she called is recorded in the same event in Mark chapter 7, verse 25. The Bible says, for a certain woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. She had heard how Jesus had healed all manner of sickness. She had heard how Jesus probably raised the dead. She had heard how Jesus had brought sight to the blind man. She had heard how Jesus touched the lame man and the lame man was walking. And no doubt she said, if he can do that for them, he can do it for me. Amen. You got to understand something. We've sat here Sunday night and listening to testimony after testimony about how God showed up and how angels showed up. And I heard another one tonight right before church. Somebody talked about how they were here Sunday. Heard all the testimony. Heard me preaching on angels. And then Monday night, God showed up and sent an angel their way. Hey, if he can do it for them, he can do it for you. How many can identify with this lady? When it's your child bleeding, when it's your child at the hospital, Chucky, I can identify with this lady. I've been there. I thought about it as I was studying this about blind Bartimaeus. You know, the Bible says he was sitting by the wayside and heard that Jesus was coming. And he cried out, Lord, have mercy on me. And everybody said, you need to be quiet. You need to hush. You know, you don't trouble the master. Let me go ahead and tell you something. When you got a need, you don't mind crying out. And when you got a need, you don't mind getting in touch with the master. And when you got a need, you don't mind crying out so everybody else can hear and you want Jesus to hear. And the thing about it is, Jesus wants to help. Amen. He wants to help. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what he said, amen. You don't have to bear it alone. You don't have to go through what you're going through all by yourself. You don't have to go through this sickness by yourself. You don't have to go through this sadness by yourself. Hey, there's somebody that wants to be there with you, amen. Bible talks about in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16 talks about that we got a high priest that knows exactly what you're going through because he's been through it too.
Amen.
That's her petition. So here's where we're going to separate the just everyday Christian with somebody that's serious. Her petition, let's look at her persistence. Anybody in here ever prayed a prayer and the Lord didn't answer it when you thought he was supposed to answer it and you just kind of gave up on it? This woman didn't give up. When she didn't get the answer she wanted, she kept coming.
Yeah.
Amen? You ever done that? I mean, we all know Jesus answers all our prayers, amen. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's wait. We don't mind yes, we don't mind no, but we don't like that wait part. We want it now. We want it immediately. But she didn't get what she, the Bible talks about it in verse 23, verse 20 through verse 27. She had some obstacles to her faith. She had to overcome, now listen now, she had to overcome her race. And verse 21 tells us that this woman was from Tyre and Sidon. Verse 22 tells us that this woman was a Canaanite. But it just tells us two things about this woman. Number one, she was a descendant of a cursed people. If you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7, she was her race was a doomed race. She was a descendant of a cursed people. Second, she was from a region that was known for worshiping false gods. All this was against her. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. We had a family show up at a church I used to go to when I was in Conway. This family showed up, and the little boy had been going through some sickness, and he died. And he really liked that church. They were not members of the church, but he really liked the church. I think I was serving on deacon board at that time. They wanted to know, could they do the funeral there? Of course. So we look around tonight, all of us look the same. All of us kind of act the same. Everybody don't have that luxury. She come in a different race. She come in and she understood that she come in, that she was from a different religion. With that in mind, now let me think about that. With that in mind, she was raised all the way different. But notice what she said when she came in to Jesus. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. I wonder where she heard that, Dale. She had to overcome her race, but she had to overcome her religion. She was a Gentile crying to the Jewish Messiah. She was a Gentile. And listen, now, here you got to understand something. You got to understand the wording that takes place in this passage of Scripture. She was a Gentile, and Jesus treated her like a Gentile to start with. He answered her not a word in verse 23. A lot of us would have given up.
Amen.
A lot of us would have quit. She was not like them. She was not a Jew. She was not holy. She was not dressed right. You got to understand something. I'm just a man, and y'all kind of let your mind go with me. She come in, and here's all the disciples. These are Peter, James, and John. We have the A team, and then we got all the rest of the disciples. They all holy. They sit around Jesus. They walk with Jesus every day. They talk with Jesus every day. Jesus has already sent them out and taught them, and they've cast out demons. They've healed people when Jesus sent them out. And if we ain't careful, we get a little high and mighty because we've been around Jesus and other people ain't. She She didn't look like them. She didn't act like them. She didn't walk like them. She didn't dress like them. But praise God, she had a need, and she called on Jesus. She had to overcome the rejection. Number one, first, he simply ignored her. Matthew chapter verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus basically said, I didn't come for you. I came for them. And that's exactly what the Bible tells us. But she keeps on coming. She keeps on coming. She came. Now here's where it all changed right here. You got to understand something. If we ain't careful, we'll come to God's house and sit there like a knot on a log or a bump on a pickle and don't do nothing. And we don't never get nothing because we don't do nothing. Verse 25 and 26, you ought to mark this in your Bible. Then came she and worshiped him. That's when things changed right there. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. She comes and she's worshiping Jesus now, Jackie. She is down. Oh, I believe she's down on all fours. I believe she's down just telling, you're God, you're Lord, you're the Messiah. I know that. And Jesus said, hold on a minute. It's not meet to cast the children's bread to the dogs. She had to overcome the reality. Reality in this situation was hard. Her daughter was possessed. She was of a doomed race. She wasn't like them. I wonder how many times she thought about giving up. Verse 27, Mark chapter 7, verse 27. Now listen, get this now. Jesus did not say you can't have what you're looking for. Amen. He said, I've come first to the children of Israel. He said, they first got to be filled. You know what she was thinking right then probably? Well, seconds is good enough for me. Amen. I might not can have the cake, but praise God, I can get the crumbs. I might not can get the cake, but I can at least get the crumbs, amen? In verse 22, she calls out on Jesus based on his role as the Jewish Messiah. She received no help right there. She had no right to approach him on that ground because she was not a Jew. Verse 24 and 25, now she sees him as her only hope. She says, you're worthy of worship. In verse 24, she bows down and she humbles herself at his feet and she gives him the worship that he deserves. And now verse 26 and 27, now she hears Jesus compare her to a dog. Most of us know that, but for those that don't know this, understand, when the Jews looked at non-Jews, they looked at them as dogs, and they called them dogs. They were talking about a mangy critter. It's the same word that Jesus uses in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, when he said, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. He's talking about a mangy dog. But in this instance, he's not talking about a dog. In this sense, that the word here used is different. It means a little puppy or a family pet. Big difference, amen. How many of y'all got family pets? Now, I know y'all don't feed them from the table because that's just not right. You see the difference between a family pet and a mangy dog? Big difference. Jesus did not tell her you can't get what you need. Jesus did not tell her I'm not going to help you. What Jesus told her, I got to go to them first. But and you can get what you need, but it's going to have to come when I say it's going to come. Jesus did not look at her. Jesus was telling her, it ain't over. And she said, now this is what, she said, Jesus said, I'm not supposed to cast the bread to the dogs. And notice what she said. She said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs or the puppies eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. All I am asking for is a crumb. She wasn't asking for the whole loaf. All she wanted was just a little bit. She knew with Jesus, a little bit's enough, glory to God. She knew with Jesus, all he had to do was speak the word. And her little girl was going to be all right. She didn't say, I want you to come down and baptize me. She didn't say, I want you to anoint me for some great work. She didn't say, I want you to come down and heal my body. I'm here on behalf of my little girl, and all I want is a little bit. Yeah.
That's good, preacher.
Let me tell you something, folks. Faith will work if you let it. Faith will work if you let it. Let's look at the obligations of faith. How many of us would given up? Go ahead and shake your head like that, because most of us has already give up on some prayers that we prayed around this altar, and we don't think God can do it. Some of y'all been praying for lost family members, and, well, I just don't know. I just don't know if the Lord can do it. Some of y'all been praying for a healing about something. Well, I just don't know if I just... I'm just going to reserve it to the doctor. Faith will work if you let it. Let me tell you something. Olivia will pray a whole lot harder for them three little boys than she will for herself. Amen? This woman did not quit. It was her little girl that needed help. It was her little girl that, and understand something, she wasn't going to quit until that little girl got help. Yeah. When's the last time you got on an altar and prayed like that?
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going back to Sharon Sunday night, talking about that little girl. I'm telling you right now, there was some prayer sent up. She talked about how she had laid out on the concrete out there. There was some prayer sent up. Folks, I'm telling you, there've been some, when my kids were sick, there was some prayer sent up. I wasn't going to let nothing stop me. I wasn't going to let nothing keep me from Jesus. This woman had a plan. If I can just get to Jesus, I believe I can get some help. See, the problem is, how much does your problem mean to you right now? Everybody's facing something. We already accomplished that. We've already said that. Brianna and Grant is facing something tonight. How much does that problem mean to you? Melissa, how much does the problem mean to you? Sarge, how much does the problem mean to you? Does it mean enough to get a hold of Jesus? Does it mean enough to come up and tell Jesus, I ain't got to have a whole loaf. All I need's a crumb.
That's good.
Tell you something. Jesus still got crumbs for us. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, let me go ahead and tell y'all something. Look up at me real good. He considers you more than a pet. Because the Bible says when we got saved, he gave us power to become the sons of God. In other words, hey, I'll do things for my brother that I might not do for you because he's my brother. Amen? And I'm telling you right now, Jesus looks at you as brothers and sisters, and he's got what you need. Amen? Whew. The woman's petition, the woman's persistence. Let's look at her prize. Jesus responded to her faith. Jesus, notice what he said. O woman, great is thy faith. Now notice what he said. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Jesus said, your faith's so good, I'm just going, ever how you want it, that's how it's going to be. Think about that. Ever how you want it, that's how it's going to be. Oh, she had already accomplished her faith. Her faith was there. She had that faith. It was going to be a done deal. Jesus could have said, your little girl's going to be all right. And the Bible talks about how that she was all right. But Jesus said, ever how you want it, that's how much faith you got. Ever how you want it, that's how it's going to be. What do you need tonight? What are you praying for tonight? Jesus rewarded her faith. Well, I know, preacher, I know he did, but you just don't understand how big my problem is. You just don't understand all that I'm going through. Well, I've already talked about Jairus. His daughter was dead. Y'all do realize what dead means, don't you? And guess what? She wasn't dead no more when Jesus got there. Well, preacher, you just don't know how big my problem is. I realize that, but then I think about Lazarus. Lazarus was dead. And Jesus called him up out of the grave. And preacher Todd just preached about this the other night. Hey, how about the 5,000 that Jesus fed with just some fish and some bread? Amen. And but you don't understand how big my problem is. But you don't understand how big my God is. Amen. When I got thinking about Jesus and the disciples out there in that boat, they're roaring, they're fighting for everything they got. And Jesus just walks on the water to go to them and take care of their need. I'm telling you right now, if he's got to walk on the water to take care of your need, he can do it. If he's got to get in the fire with you to take care of your need, he can do it. If he's got to go down to the graveyard with you to take care of your need, he can do it. If he's got to stop the funeral procession to take care of your need, he can do it. All she wanted was a crumb. True, Lord. But the dogs eat the crumbs. Jesus healed the lepers. He healed the blind. He healed the deaf. And after all that, you don't think he can take care of your little problem? He went all the way up Calvary. Hung on a cross. Died the most brutal death ever. Gave up the ghost. And you don't think he can take care of your little problem? And then on the third day, got up, glory to God, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. I'm going to tell you something. Your little problem ain't nothing to him. It's major to us, Brother Ralph. Sometimes there's times that I get concerned. And I got things going on in my life that's major, and I think it's major, but it ain't major to him. Hey, somebody said one time, if you want to know how to work on a car, you need to call Henry Ford. He's the one that made the car, glory to God. If you want to know how to work on a body, don't be calling no doctor. You need to call Jesus. He's the one that made the body, amen? He's got it. He's got it. Crumb might be all you need. What's going on in your life? How big is your problem? How much does your problem tonight mean to you? Like I said, we got people in here right now facing major issues. Brother Charlie's got a sister over in ICU right now. Other folks in this building got cancer and major health issues. We got folks in this building right now. You got family situations that you need Jesus to show up on. Won't you just come down to this altar? Don't pray for the whole loaf. Just tell him, Lord, a crumb's all I need to take care of my little problem. And I know you can do it. I want you to buy